be tchilas zman. We learn pasuk tov akris davar nereishiso. The end is good nereishiso. The chazal tama doesn't just mean the end is better than the beginning, but it means the end is better, it's good because of the beginning, from the beginning. This is the first day of the new zman, a mini zman, a mini elo zman, and tishrei zman. We'll be discussing two topics. The first topic we discussed this week. One sec. It didn't start yet, so it's not going to go. The topic for this week is going to be the Seder HaTzkiyos. Now, I'll explain to you what Seder HaTzkiyos is and what it's not. There's a lot to talk about the Mitzvah of Tzkiyos Shofar, about the Kavanah which is required to Shofar, about the Tishrei Zman. We'll be discussing two topics. The first topic we discussed this week. One sec. It didn't start yet, so it's not going to go. The topic for this week is going to be the Seder HaTzkiyos. Now I'll explain to you what Seder HaTzkiyos is and what it's not. There's a lot to talk about the Mitzvah of Tzkiyos Shofar, about the Kavanah which is required to Shofar, about the special place which Shofar has in sort of Tshuva. There are many, many important things about Shofar. We're not going to discuss that at all, because the Rebbeim were mandated to discuss one topic and one topic only, which is the Seder HaTzkiyos. As we see the mission of Lama Gimel, it begins with the words Seder Tzkiyos. Shalosh, shalosh, shalosh. That's the theme for this week. What that word, what those few words mean is of course elaborated upon by the Mishnah and then the Brisa and the Gemara and then the Rishonim and then the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. All this is found in the packet that some of you may have received courtesy of the Yeshiva. But we will try to learn from the Gemara proper, and when we have the chance we'll look at those things of course as well. Thank you very much. Let's begin. Seder Tzkiyos, Shalosh, Shalosh, Shalosh. Sounds like a tongue twister. Three of three, three. And what does that mean? Says Rashi. Achas l'malchios, v'achas l'zichronos, v'achas l'shofros. That you know what that means. The Mutzvah of Shmon Esrei has three special brachos. It's called Malchios, one's called Zichronos, one's called Shofros. You blow in each of these. What do you blow? So Rashi, Shalosh, Shalosh, Shalosh. Tzkiyah, Kruah, Tzkiyah, L'cholachas, V'yachas. That's it. The original din was, they blew a total of nine kolos. That's it. Nine kolos. Tzkiyah, Kruah, Tzkiyah, Tzkiyah, Kruah, Tzkiyah, Tzkiyah, Kruah, Tzkiyah. When did they blow these nine kolos? They blew one in Malchus, Tzkiyah, Kruah, Tzkiyah, one group of three, one in Zichronos, Tzkiyah, Kruah, Tzkiyah, so they finished the Zichronos. And one in Shofar, that was all. The sum total was nine. All right. Beautiful. That was all. How do you know you have to have nine? The Gemara derived from Sukkot. You look at the Sukkot of how you know you have to have a Tkiyah and a Tzur and a Tkiyah. How do you know it has to be three of them? That we're not going to go into too much detail. That's just a given. There's a source in the Gemara, it's given. The question we have to discuss is what exactly is a teruah? The word teruah in the Torah, what does it mean? And how long are the various teruahs? And how long is the tzkiyah? Says the Mishnah. Shir tzkiyah kisholosh teruahs. Shir teruah kisholosh yevolos. That's all you have to know. The rest of the Mishnah we're not going to learn. That's it. Just two lines. Shir tzkiyah kisholosh teruahs. Shir teruah kisholosh yevolos. That's the whole story. What does it mean? Rashi says, Shalosh Yevavos. Do you know the difference between Rashi and the Gemara and the text? Every letter counts. What's between the Mishnah we have printed and what Rashi has? Anybody notice the difference? Ki, right. We have Ki Shalosh Yevavos and Rashi has Shalosh Yevavos. Shalosh Kolos V'Alma Koltu. What does that mean? Three small little kolos. Three little colors. How do you describe three little colors? The simplest reading of Rashi is, if I give this a little, the reason you do Tashat, it's a sighing sound. It came, Tzkiyah lo havi ela kashir shlosha genichas, ben gedolos yoser. So the capital total we call six, right? Right? So two times three is six. Anything less than six cannot be defined as a Tzkiyah. Further, he says, "Uvishul kashrak lo yavi elik hashir gimel genichas v'gimel yavali yelolus."
It's not considered to be a proper tkiya, unless you have what we call in our definition over here, at least 9, according to Rashi. Because you have to have 2, 2, 2 for 1 plus 1, 1, 1. So even if 8, as you said earlier, 8 would still be labeled as a shever in Tashrak. Im kein lo tzarech, rak shlo yimshok, if she is shloshu genichot, shloshu yulolis. This is our God's Ashri dispute with Tosfos, which we mentioned at the very beginning of this year. So far, so good? Klar, we saw it in Tzarek. Part 2 of the God, the 3 parts of the God. Part 2. Genichot. Pirish bekuntris. Kiderech hacholim. Shemarichim. We saw that. The last Rashi, next to the Rashi, and the Islamic Gimelam base. Sick people when they groan and moan. Right? Takes a while. Vivikatzer bishvarim harbe. Here's the key line. If a person will make the shvarim very, very short, nearly the loyot. Kinayot? Umasnis the katani gimel yavam kasavadi leyal. It's the gemara whimpering. Who the fees that perish the kuntres? David gimel kolos piyama. That's nothing. Avol genichas perish. Rashi explained. David tvei true. We thought Rashi. Rashi said that the three shvarim are longer than the three truas. The question is how much longer. Some suggest that there are obvious things, obvious that the shvarim is longer than truas, by definition. So why did the Hagos Rashi take pains to point out they have to be married? It's obvious. He says, if you catch it, b'shvarim harbe, lo yod, what do you mean, you mean the same as a trua? Obvious. So you have two choices, Rav Osa. Either you can say that the Hagos Hashri is saying you don't make the Sheva 1.1. 1.1 is too close to 1 to make a difference. Make it 2. That's exactly what I do in my original charts. 2, 2, 2. I don't like 1.1. Some posts say that about the frying, another very famous saying, you could only So one of the first that says, we don't deal in fractions. That's not true. Prove it. Rambam is a fraction. 4.5. But, okay. You don't like to deal in all. We only deal in whole numbers. You round it off. Okay? They were done too. Okay, fine. That's one way to learn our Gosh Hashem. But if you assume that we never deal in fractions, forget it. And our Gosh Hashem is telling you, not the Mekater Harbe, it doesn't mean don't make it less than 2. That's obvious. He may be saying don't make it 2, make it 3. And then if you make it 3, you can come out like the bracketed chart into the very left of the bottom. I called it a bracket, sort of an afterthought. Yesh Meforshim Divrei Hagos Hashri L'Rashi, like this. 9. 3, 3, 3, 9. We had 6, 2, 2, 2, 6. Where are 9 from? Because they sum of the diacritic expression like Gos Ashri. You have to be Mekatza too much, but you have to be Marat to 3. If you're Marat to 3, it's already a Tkiya Parat. What's the answer?